Let's move now, as I mentioned earlier, Mamata Banerjee in New Delhi holding meetings amid this rising noise, this rising controversy around Pegasus. Derek O'Brien, Rajya Sabha MP of the Trinamool Congress, senior leader of the party, joins me. Derek O'Brien, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Now, we're seeing Mamata Banerjee here. This comes at a time when the opposition is leading a charge against this Pegasus controversy. How are we to read this? Is it just coincidence, or is it, as many people seeing, Mamata Banerjee now positioning, you know, the Mamata going national, positioning herself in a sense as a national alternative to the Modi government?
Mr. Jain, on May the 2nd, the All India Trinamool Congress and the people of Bengal told Modi and Shah, who spent so much of money, who used all the agencies they had,
right,
who were daily passengers, I don't know whether it was Air India or Indigo, up and down from Calcutta, who had their mugs on every poster. The message after that was clear. They were handed out a humiliating defeat. So now with this parliament session, it's but obvious the mood of the opposition has changed. I just heard what the opening batsman from my team, as in the opposition team, said, Mr. Chidambaram. We have Mr. Modi and Mr. Shah on the back foot. The body language is different. So Mamata Banerjee is a seasoned public servant. She's a seasoned politician, and she's here to for the kill. She had a meeting with the Prime Minister, and I don't know what they discussed at the meeting. That would not be proper on my part to, because I don't even know what they discussed. That's a meeting between a Prime Minister and a Chief Minister.
Yes.
It was a courtesy call,
right.
Because this is the first time she's come to Delhi. But the mood in Parliament is very, very clear. Today we coordinated it so well that we even had slogans in Tamil in Rajya Sabha, because we wanted DMK to go into the lead. So right, we learnt one line of Tamil, and all of us were, but I've forgotten the slogan, so pardon me.
The slogan apparently was Vendam, Vendam, Vendam. That's what we heard on the clip.
Vendam, Vendam, yeah. The only Tamil line was Naredi, Naredi. Yeah,
but
okay. Achha, it was our idea. Okay, but we all work together. Yeah, we want a probe. So we did that. But on a mostly, so there is a good coordination happening on the floor of Parliament. So we normally do slogans in Hindi and English.
Right.
Maybe next week we'll do one in Bengali. Maybe but then Derek we'll do O'Brien, one in Punjabi. It's beyond slogans. It's serious.
Okay. But Derek O'Brien, let me ask you this. Is there an inherent contradiction in this opposition demand for a probe? Because on one hand, you've got the opposition alleging quite directly that it's the BJP government which has in fact bought and deployed this spyware against its rivals. On the other hand, you're asking the government itself to probe what essentially then is a problematic act. Why would they do that if your first allegation is true?
No, that is not the right way of looking at it, Mr. Jain, because these things, whether they've happened, not happened, I think, and I'm not repeating the points which we've tweeted about or Mr. Chidambaram just spoke about, whether who has hired this government. But the basis of Parliament is that the opposition has to have its say. And the government, because they have the numbers, have to have its way.
Right.
Why aren't you allowing us to have our say?
Okay.
I'll tell you why. The reason why we are not allowed to have our say is because that's why next week we are actually seriously thinking of somewhere in Pandara Road or somewhere in Lodi Gardens, we are planning to set up these camps. These are tutorial camps.
Okay.
Where we want Mr. Modi and Mr. Shah,
who
don't understand how Parliament works,
right,
we want to share with them in Parliament, because Mr. Modi and Mr. Shah think it's okay that in UPA 1 and UPA 2, 70% of all bills were scrutinized and studied. Right. They think it's okay now if it's 10% is scrutinized, that's okay. 1 minute. They think it's okay if Lok Sabha can run for two and a half years without a deputy speaker. They think it's okay if the Prime Minister doesn't come to Rajya Sabha to answer any questions. So I think the issue here is Pegasus is an issue. Farm laws issue. Repeal the bills. But for that, you have to have Mr. Modi and Mr. Shah to understand Parliament, Mr. Jain, which they're not understanding. And I really think these free tutorials must start. It's a national service. It's a corporate social responsibility to Mr. Shah and Mr. Modi, because they're very important constitutional posts they hold.
All right. Okay. As provocative as ever, Derek O'Brien, thank you very much indeed for joining us.